Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I happen to be Jason Burmis, and I will be filling in today, Sunday, and then all the way through Thursday as Alex begins to venture off to the DNC. Very exciting stuff. In fact, he was promoting that on, I believe it was Peter Boyle's radio show. Maybe able to get that on a stream later today, and we'll be playing that, hopefully, in the third hour or fourth hour. But basically, he got on with Luke of We Are Change and Jonathan Elenoff of We Are Change, who will be joining us later today as well, against one of the founders of Recreate 68. And apparently it got very heated, so I'm very anxious to hear that. We're going to be talking about Building 7. It's all over the place, made CNN last night. Of course, the mystery is solved. The mystery is solved. Apparently, you know, it wasn't scooped out. The fires weren't that hot, but a center beam expanded, and there was a disconnect, I believe, on the 13th floor, just one of these many, many columns, and zero resistance, just everything began to fall inward, and that's why the facade of the building fell with the internal structure, apparently, according to S. Siam Sunder and his ragtag band of NIST cover-up artists. The CNN piece does show our InfoWars reporter, Shane Geiger, who's going to be joining us as well today, asking part of his question. What they don't show is where they turn the lights off on him and basically do not answer his question. I mean, you could tell they don't answer his question from this New York Times article where they basically say that first they lie and say no one died in World Trade Center 7. We've disproven that on several occasions. There's mainstream reports of a couple people dying, but we all know Barry Jennings' first account, which is in Fabled Enemies. And you can check that out. I think the most of the Barry Jennings interview is posted with a little bit of context for a preview to Fabled Enemies right now. And remember, you can pre-order that at Infowars.com. It's going to be available at PrisonPlanet.tv on August 31st. But they say it was ridiculous and that there was no way, so they didn't even look at it. You know, it's skeptics have questioned if explosives were planted in at 7 World Trade Center, as well as the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. The Pentagon, you know, why do they even bring the Pentagon in? It's ridiculousness. As the Bush administration was seeking a justification to invade Iraq and Afghanistan, what started as a small number of such conspiracy theorists has only ballooned into a movement of sorts, largely fed by internet sites that promote the theories. And then they try to say, you know, 1 in 7 Americans just make up a number. I love how they just make up a number. Well, we're going to get into that big time today. I mean, you know, Wolf Blitzer gets up there and he's so smug and he's like, mystery over. We know why 7 fell. They didn't even have any steel from 7 to use in these tests. These are computer models made to do what they want. You know, I took 3D modeling and I'll bet anything that they did not rig any kind of physics into these things. It's just a model, and it represents it. I guarantee it's an animation. It's nothing more. Because the physics would have disproven it. It's wild. But you know what? The debunkers will now harp on this. This is the, I believe, the fourth or fifth version of the story. And this will be the new talking point for the debunkers of thermal expansion. Coming up in the next segment, we have Benjamin Fulford, the former Forbes editor, an expert of really, the Eastern ways, I guess. It's going to be interesting to talk to him after, of course, China having the Olympics out there. I don't know if everybody out there caught the opening ceremony, but very bizarre, very much blurred the line between reality and fantasy by them superimposing things on the screen, such as fireworks. I mean, we've all seen the lip syncing. That's kind of, you know, blasé. But they took it to another level. Plus, I want to get his take on the situation over in Georgia and Russia. It's Benjamin Fulford on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. Once again, I am Jason Burmis, one of the creators of Loose Change. You can get that over at Infowars.com. And we got a new film coming out called Fabled Enemies. We'd like you to get that, too. It really goes into the international intelligence organization that carried out 9/11. Doesn't really focus on the physical anomalies. But it really does trash the report from Building 7 yesterday. Right now, joining us, we have Benjamin Fulford. He was the former Asian bureau chief of Forbes magazine. He's also written for the South China Morning Post and a variety of other high-profile publications. We're going to talk to him about global affairs today. How are you, Benjamin?
Fine, how are you?
I am very, very good. So right into it, I want to get what the Japanese people's take is on this Russia-Georgia situation. I mean, people are really in this country still believe that, you know, Russia is the demon and they attack Georgia mercilessly and, you know, the bear is back. But we know that U.S. Special Forces were in Georgia. There was a sneak attack on South Ossetia, which really amounted to an attempt to ethnically cleanse the region. And Russia was just reacting.
Well, I mean, you know, the situation in Japan is a bit similar to the U.S., where you have a large brainwashed public that just believes what their media is telling them, and you have a significant group of people who know the truth. And the people who know the truth know that this was an American provocation. But more specifically, they know that what's happening is we're dealing with a very, very dangerous situation where we have a group of neo-Nazis who control the U.S. who are in deep trouble, and they're trying to dig themselves out of this trouble by starting World War III, or trying to. And so the government and the elite people are aware that these people are cornered, they're dangerous, and they're trying to somehow create a provocation to start World War III and give them an excuse to impose martial law on the U.S.
Well, that seems to be what it's coming down to. I really hope that they do not achieve their goals. It seems like there might be a de-escalation there. But what you're telling me is that the general population over there also thinks that Russia is the aggressor in this situation and are really just not aware of what's going on?
Well, I think the aware segment is larger than in the U.S., but unfortunately the mainstream newspapers and television are following the U.S. line right now. I mean, in terms of the major media.
Well, I mean, you've had Fujita over there, who has, you know, gone before his parliament and basically brought up 9/11 truth. I was wondering what the situation is with that. Has that progressed any? I mean, obviously, the World Trade Center 7 NIST report came out yesterday. Of course, they said it was fire, even though it was hundreds of degrees less than they had previously thought, and they said that the damage to the building didn't really matter, and it was only one beam that detached after thermal expansion, but this caused a perfect symmetrical collapse.
The people who are totally brainwashed will clutch any straw they need to, you know, keep their illusionary world around them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who knows what's going on knows and has known for a long time this is a bunch of BS.
So do you think there will be any progress over there on the issue of 9/11 truth?
Well, what's happening here over here is that we have a government that was set up by the CIA and the remnants of the military regime of World War II. And that regime is coming to an end. They're delaying. They can delay the next election until September of next year. But all opinion polls show that they are on their way out. So what's happening is we're headed for a major regime change here in Japan. And so the opposition party that has support of the majority of the population, they are aware of the situation, and there will be truth commissions and all of that sort of stuff once this regime is out of the way.
Well, what kind of power do you think will be given to those kind of commissions? I mean, obviously, we won't have a war crimes tribunal much like The Hague. I mean, I just don't see that happening. I mean, what do you think?
There will be a truth commission like they had in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. So now, basically, people will be named, but nothing will be done?
Well, they'll be named and shamed, and when you say nothing will be done, I mean, you have to look at it this way. I mean, they won't be able to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in Japan, the same people who were behind 9/11 have been financing certain pseudo-right-wing groups who function much like the German brown shirts did.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been murdering politicians and members of the media as well as industrialists in order to keep their sort of control over this country for the past 60 years. And that will be exposed.
Well, I certainly hope so, because we've only seen more censorship. I mean, in the last few weeks, InfoWars and Prison Planet have been blocked in large segments of the United Kingdom. Alex actually did a big contest to make viral videos to make people aware of this. And, I see that crackdown happening in this country a little bit soon. I don't know what it's like over in Japan. How censored is the Internet right now?
Well, not very. I mean, the current regime is sort of like reluctantly following U.S. orders to the minimum necessary with the greatest delay possible. That's sort of their policy. They try to appear like they're following their official line without really wanting to do it. That's what's happening here. You got to remember, the U.S. is sort of like the heart of darkness. Things look worse from the point of view of within the United States. Now, I didn't know today was not going to Alex Jones was not going to be here, but there was an issue I wanted to bring up with him. Because I feel that he has been manipulated by CIA propaganda when it comes to China.
Well, how so? You have the
In
floor.
Particular, I want to discuss Falun Gong.
Okay.
Falun Gong is not a typical religious organization, okay? It's a psyops, a very big one. And it's run by a guy called Elliot Abrams, who's a convicted criminal in the Iran-Contra affair. And you can prove that Falun Gong is a psyops just by looking at their financing. Look at their bi-monthly called Epoch Times and see who publishes it and why it's published in seven languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Sound of Hope. It's a radio that they broadcast, which is helped by the Broadcasting Board of Governors. These are the same people as behind Voice of America, Radio Sawa, Radio Marquee. In other words, it's a CIA front and put in place by Elliot Abrams. And then we have a television thing called New Tang Dynasty. And again, it's also CIA financed. So whatever Alec Jones says, you know, they are... The Chinese are a fascist regime and the U.S. is headed for the same path. He is unwittingly, you know, spreading CIA propaganda.
Well, I mean, I certainly don't want to be more like China. I feel like, you know, China is somewhat of a police state. The military and the police are one and the same. I mean...
Have you been to China?
I have not been to China.
Why you don't understand. You go to China, okay, and hang out in the street with the Chinese and see what it's like to live there, and then talk about it, okay? The fact is that when it comes to the average Chinese now, they are freer than the average American. Now, it is true they don't have this big parade and this big fake show called democracy as done in the U.S., but you're aware enough now that it's a totally rigged BS show. In the U.S., right? I mean,
oh, absolutely, but I just think that there has to be some kind of a separation between the military and police, and once you lose that, I mean, you get into dangerous territories. I mean, they openly sell dissidents' organs on the open market in China.
Okay, the thing about this whole, for example, Falun Gong dissidents' organs thing, okay, that has been proven to be false, okay? There was a U.S. CIA fake story about that. And the Chinese invited the international media to visit the hospitals where this was supposed to be taking place and whatever. It is true that for a while they were selling the organs of condemned criminals, okay?
Yeah.
And this became a source of major criticism, and they put an end to it, okay? But the idea that they're taking Falun Gong people and just selling their organs and torturing them, that has been proven to be false.
Well, I'll have to look into it. I mean, I'm looking at the Epoch Times right now. They're talking about organ harvesting China's labor camps.
Yeah, Epoch Times, again, I mean,
and you're saying
that is a CIA paper. Of course you're going to read shit like that. I mean, stuff like that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know, again, I don't know enough about it, and you kind of put me on the spot here for that. So I'll have to look into it. I got to tell you, I can't see myself comfortable in a more Eastern-eyed society. I see both cultures kind of gravitating towards one another, which scares me. I mean, in the last 20 to 30 years, I mean, we're talking about blue jeans, Coca-Cola over there, obviously a lot of, you know, Westernized eateries or whatever. And over here, I see more of a police state. And I'm sorry, I just don't know if I would be comfortable with, again, the military being the police, especially the way the military is set up in this country. I think that's a very thin line. And I know that China has kind of been endeared over the past 10 years being beginning to be accepted in global organizations, you know, NATO, the UN, and now, you know, hosting the Olympics. So, you know, obviously my beef is not with every Chinese citizen, and I truly don't know how much freedom a Chinese citizen has on the street, but I do know that they do have a lot of one-child policies.
The one-child policy is being phased out, but you know,
we'll come back to you on the other side. I'm going to give you the floor. We'd love to hear from you. I love your perspective. This is the Alex Jones Show. You go to Infowars.com right now and check out Loose Change, Final Cut, or Fabled Enemies. We'll be back after this.
Uh-huh. today unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a plan to suspend the Constitution in the case of an emergency? The President of the United States will determine if there is an emergency or not. Did you notice that under such an emergency in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, that the military was used? Did you notice that they went door-to-door and disarmed private citizens, violating the Second Amendment rights to bear arms? Is America on the brink of dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Me neither, Jimmy. We are back.
Don't want no shackles.
It is the Alex Jones Show, and ask and you shall receive, Benjamin. Alex has called in. He just can't get away from that radio. He loves to listen in. So, Alex, you have the floor.
Hey, guys. No, I'm the one that told my producer to get Benjamin back on. I like Mr. Fulford. And I'm here getting ready to go to Denver, packing up and taking care of business with a show in the background. And I think it's been misrepresented what I say and what I do. A similar thing is what Tarpley did. Last year when I had former CIA section chief and black op commander E. Howard Hunt's son on St. John Hunt, and he released that tape on our show. show. Rolling Stone also covered it. Just saying, as far as he knew, the chain of command went all the way to President LBJ. And people said, oh, Alex says it went to LBJ and no higher. No, that's a misrepresentation. With our witness and the tape and the written transcripts and affidavits, he's saying that's as high as his chain of command went. So that's as high, like in a mob organization, if we were investigating it, as high as our investigation went. Obviously, we know LBJ was a puppet to big banks and Texas Oil and a lot more. Now, on the subject of China, China has medical firms that advertise they sell organs. They carried out the attacks in Tiananmen Square. Now, it's true China doesn't have as many face scanning cameras, though they're putting in national ID cards. The Chinese government's announced that, People's Daily. And so the West has a bigger grid in place, a police state grid and secret police. They just haven't started the mass arrests and executions. But, I mean, you can go to Chinese government websites with the public executions and the lining the people up and shooting them in the work camps. Now, is China generally as bad as we're told? Certainly not. I've never even been to China. I've just interviewed hundreds and hundreds of experts, people who are even pro-China. I've had a lot of guests on, like yourself, Mr. Fulford, that, you know, tell us all about it, you know, as troglodytes over here that have never been around the world. The point is that instead of this, I mean, I understand you are the authority, but you're a guest here, and so we just have you here to give attention to your website and what you're doing. We're not spreading CIA disinformation. I mean, I say Putin's bad. I say China's bad. Iran does a lot of bad things. Most governments are evil and corrupt. So we're not saying U.S. good, China bad here. And so that, you know, that's my bottom line. I mean, you say they're not harvesting organs. I mean, that's just not true.
Well, no, they used to be doing it. Okay, that's a fact. And they investigated once it was reported, and they put an end to it. But their original thinking was, well, this guy's going to be executed anyway. Why don't we take his organs? But then there was some corruption, and there was an investigation. You got to remember, it's a country of 1.3 billion people, and a lot of funky stuff will happen among that many people.
No, I know. The Chinese government says Mao was bad and evil, and his wife was bad, and they imprisoned her, and most Americans don't know that, for killing 60 million. I know China's gone through changes. I know your buddies will.
I think, yeah, imagine if you were China. Okay, during Mao's era, okay, you could not choose what you wore. You could not choose what you read for information.
Yes.
And you could not choose where you lived or what job you did, okay? That was how it was, a real police state. And that...
No, Benjamin, I'm just saying, I know history. I knew you'd say that, and that's true. So our modern image of China is the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, the Little Red Book. They're becoming a more high-tech grid like we are. You're right, for a while... I mean, they've had riots there, as you know, when they put surveillance cameras in. The farmers with pitchforks are beating armed police. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't know who told you that.
Okay.
I was saying that.
Okay, anyway, look, the fact is that it is not a democracy. However, the people who now run the show, okay, they're the direct heirs of Deng Xiaoping and Zhou Enlai, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zhou Enlai was a member of the secret society, and they have beliefs that are very, very similar to Christianity, and they want to help the weakest and the strong and the poorest. And the fact is that, you know, for the vast majority of the Chinese, life has gotten a lot better over the past 20 years.
No, I know it has. And are you saying that it's the same secret society that launched the Boxer Rebellion?
Well, yes. I mean, what you have in China, it's a very interesting situation. They've always had an official public worldview, like the mainstream media have in the U.S. But they've also had a secret worldview that has been opposed to it. And they've had this for thousands of years. And so when the official view becomes too out of touch with the people, there was a massive peasant revolt. There has been throughout history. And
well, it also happened in the Middle Ages in Europe, peasant revolts. That's what castles were built, of course, to protect against the local serfs,
right,
for the nobility. Look, I'm going to let you go, Benjamin. All I've done is help you out, so I guess I'm evil.
But I will invite you to China. I'll arrange for you to have all sorts of access if you ever decide to make a trip to China, okay?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let Burmese take it back over, folks. So you guys take care.
All right, we'll be back after this, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in with Benjamin Fulford. And, Benjamin, I want to get your take on where China's power is going to be in the world, because I see them on a grander stage now after the Olympics. What do you think? I mean, Tarpley's one to say that our next big conflict is going to be with China. I hope that's not the case. I want to get your take on it.
I was obsessed with the idea as a youth that World War III would be between the West and China. I was sure of it. That's why I came over here when I was 19, and that was 28 years ago. So I've been living in Asia this much time. I speak Chinese and Japanese, and I've been visiting China. I went all over, you know, and talked to their leaders and leaders in Japan. After all that time, I have come to the conclusion that China is not a threat. Mm-hmm. You got to think of China like a beautiful woman or a handsome man who wants to have children with you and make love to you, and they'll only hurt you if you hurt them first. And that is something that, you know, I didn't come to over, immediately. It took me decades of studying the place and being there to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, and I think if you talk to anybody who's been out here for 20 years or speaks the language, they'll agree with you. They're not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
They really are not. And the regime that was under Mao was a New World Order type regime controlled by the Illuminati, and the current regime is not. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're perfect. You know, there's a lot of problems there. But right now, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather live in China than I would in the U.S.
Well, things are getting pretty scary in the United States. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we'll see what happens at the DNC, okay. But it looks like it's going to be martial law there.
Well, here's what's happening with the United States, and this is very, very important. This is one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you people, is that on September 30th, okay, that's about a month from now,
mm-hmm.
the United States government is going to go bankrupt, according to many sources of mine. It's the end of the fiscal year for the U.S. government, and the Bush regime and the neo-Nazi faction that we you know as neocons are cornered, okay? They are in deep trouble. They have been isolated from the rest of the secret government of the West, and they're saying to them, look, you've stolen a bunch of money from England, you've stolen a bunch of money from Europe, you've stolen a bunch of money from the whole world, and you have until September 30th to pay back. They don't have that money, and they're hoping to use that occasion of bankruptcy to start martial law in the United States. And they have 190,000 mercenaries working for Blackwater who earn $1,000 a day, who are going to be the troops who are supposed to impose martial law in the United States. Now, the whole world is concerned about this, and I am very concerned about this. And there are a lot of forces who are lining up to try to stop this from happening in the U.S. Now, they tried to start World War III over Iran, and that didn't work. They were now the talk is that they're going to try to provoke Russia into attacking Poland. And they put these outdated Patriot missile defenses in Poland as a provocation. But the real story is they want the Russians to attack so that they can unleash their Star Wars weaponry they have in space. And they want a few Russian nukes to get through before they start this whole, you know, operation of pulverizing Russia. But in other words, they are people who have survived by fomenting wars and selling weapons. And they are cornered, and the only way they can think of getting themselves out of the hole they're in is to start World War III. So the important thing is not to give them any excuse to start World War III. We have to get them step aside peacefully. And to all those Blackwater mercenaries, I would like to say right now, if you really want to kill your own people, go ahead and do so. But we'll offer you twice the pay, twice what they're paying you to stop them. That's an offer. You come to China, Mr. the head of Blackwater, whatever, we'll pay your mercenaries double, not to impose martial law on behalf of the Bush Nazi faction.
Well, it's definitely going to be a privatized military faction that does so if they do declare martial law in this country. I'm quite alarmed by the fact that Halliburton moved their main base of operations out of the United States and into Dubai. Do you think that these people will start to leave the country before this disaster happens? You're saying September 30th.
September 30th is a date a lot of people have been telling me is a crucial date because of this. Apparently, the BIS, the Bank for International Settlements, which is based in Switzerland, which is always been known as Headquarters Central, the secret government, mm-hmm. has split with the Bush faction and the Nazi faction that control the UK, Canada, and the United States and Australia at this point. So you feel like
the continuity of government program, the shadow government, bunker government in this country has now parted ways with the Bush faction, even though in the 80s, George Herbert Walker Bush is the one that restructured the entire COG program through the National Programs Office into CIA, FEMA, all these other agencies. And it was really the birth of the sole source contract. Only instead of actually just, putting it out there like Halliburton did, it was kept under wraps. It was really a beginning of a new era of black ops. And you're saying now that faction is out because they've just been too outlandish in the last 8 years?
Well, what I'm saying is that there's a significant group within the United States inside the intelligence establishment that are opposed to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very concerned. They've been telling me that they have either arrested or killed 20 Air Force generals in the past month. And they're worried about a similar purge at the Pentagon. So, in other words, a lot of these people at the super secret programs who've been off, exploring the universe or doing whatever they had and not being too concerned are suddenly very, very worried and opposed to these people. And they've been asking for help from the rest of the world. So what I'm saying is that the secret government of the U.S., the black ops people, are split now between what you could call the white hats and the black hats. I mean, so you know, enough of them are really, really worried about September 30th, and they really have had enough of these Nazis. And that's what they are. They discovered documents at the end of World War II, written by the Nazis, which said, for us, the war never ended. And they've been plotting this, turning the U.S. into a fascist Nazi republic ever since. And as you know, Bush's grandfather was a major financier of the Nazis, and they brought over all the Nazis after World War II in an operation called Operation Paperclip. The ones who couldn't be brought to the U.S. were sent to South America. They've been plotting this for a long time.
Well, you're correct on that. There's no doubt that through union banking and others, Prescott Bush funneled Nazi money before and after World War II into this country. He was arrested under the Trading with the Enemies Act by J. Edgar Hoover. And, yeah, you're correct again on Project Paperclip, which is still not all the way declassified. I mean, our entire, Open NASA program, I guess, is based on Nazi rocket technology. I mean, we brought a lot of them over. There's no doubt about that. And there's no doubt that they follow these Nazi-like beliefs. A lot of them come out of the School of Skull and Bones, where they literally eat off of Hitler's silverware. So, you know, I don't really put anything past these guys. I just, you know, obviously September 30th is not that far away. We're talking about a 1 month time frame here.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing about having this date is that it's a clear measure. I mean, you know, indicator, like it's not something vague, right? But the same people have been warning me since last summer, basically. Last summer there was, you might recall, constant sort of screaming about Iran, and they were stopped by the people in the Pentagon from attacking Iran. And now they're still trying to provoke something, but this time it's with Russia. But I believe that there is actually a majority in the CIA, the NSA, all these black ops people who basically are sick of these Nazis. So I do believe that there will be a coup d'etat against them. And that's the people who've been contacting me who want to stop these people before they do their crazy stuff after September 30th.
So do you believe, you don't even think there's going to be an election this year then?
Well, it all depends. I mean, apparently the United States is in a very deep financial crisis, and the people who caused this crisis, who bankrupted the United States, do not want an election. They want martial law. They want to put Chertoff in as a dictator, and they're looking for an excuse. And if these people are allowed to get their way, there will not be an election. But if the majority within the intelligence communities and the Pentagon stuff stop them, then there will be an election, and eventually we'll have these people arrested, and there will be, the brainwashed masses will finally be given access to the truth.
Well, my worry is even with an election, I don't see Barack Obama saving us, man. I see him as another side to the same coin. I mean, he went down to Bilderberg right when it happened. He snuck away from the press corps for this. He's got Brzezinski, or had Brzezinski, on his team, of advisors. I think he's slick. He doesn't really say a lot. He seems to toe the party line. I feel like he wants expansion in Eurasia. And his speech in Berlin was downright scary, where he said that the global citizen would be expected to do more, not less, in the future.
Well, he's definitely a hired actor reading a script. Now, he works for the left wing of the CIA, which is the people under Brzezinski and their crew. But I don't think in the end of the day it really matters, because the U.S. is no longer going to be able to call the shots. You see, the reason why the U.S. is over or finished as a superpower is very simple. If you look at history, any superpower that relied on debt ended quickly. The Spaniards, their empire was based on debt, and it collapsed. The Swedish Empire was based on debt, and it collapsed. The United States has been asking the rest of the world to finance them for 40 years. Now, there was a long time when they believed the U.S. was a benevolent force. They liked the Americans, and they were happy to pay for them to be the world's police. But that situation has ended. They don't want to keep financing these people because they have become the world's number one source of terrorism. I mean, the United States is a rogue state. That's how the rest of the world looks at them. And they're saying, why should we finance these guys when they're out there creating diseases? They're creating fake terrorist places all over the world. You know, they have 800 military bases. I mean, they're a country gone berserk. And they rely on us to pay for it. And we say, well, no, let's not pay for it anymore. Let's ask them to straighten themselves out. That's what's been happening. Seen from outside of the United States, the world is very, very different.
You know, the only problem with that is, and I totally agree with you, that obviously the world no longer wants to finance that, is that we now live in an age which is very different than 50 years ago. I mean, our military power has really surpassed that of anything that has come before it. And like you said, we have private mercenary forces, and we also have a lot of technology at our disposal that other countries do not. Obviously, Russia is a nuclear power and would give us a run for our money, but you know, I don't see much of Europe being able to give us a run for money. I'm not even sure that when it all comes down to it, someone like China could give us a run for our money. I mean, I'm pretty scared at what these people will do when their back is right up against that wall and there is no more funding and there is that threat that they might actually have to go to an international tribunal. You know, will they just pull out all the stops with their military power?
Well, here's the point is this, is that unlike the case of the Nazis, nobody's going to be arrested for following orders. And they're not facing a death penalty or anything. They're just facing a loss of power. And what these people, you know, their secret flaw is this, is that their organization, this sort of Luciferian group that is behind the neo-Nazis, who call themselves neocons, is that they have a very, very highly centralized system of authority. So at the end of the day, all you have to do is assassinate about 5 old men, maybe 50, to put an end to it. So nobody's going to fight their hired mercenaries. They're going to go straight for the eye. We're talking Papa Bush, Bill Clinton. We're talking Chertoff, Cheney, Blair, the Black Pope in Rome. We're talking just a few people. So, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to take down those men. And it's finished.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I always see power, you know, corrupting itself. So say you take those guys out. I mean, this organization spans out. I mean, if you just look at, say, the Bilderberg Group, that conference, mm-hmm. that's 144 people. Now, right. Those 144 people meet for a weekend. Now, a month or two later, they go to Bohemian Grove, at least a large portion of them do, and they disperse their agenda to 3,000 others. You know, and of course this is compartmentalized and, you know, nobody knows the entire plan, but I see those other 3,000 people as clawing for power. And after, say, the top 50 or top 100 are no longer with us, you know, they'll just gravitate towards that power as well. I'm not so sure that's the way that we'll be able to defeat this thing.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. And I think that you have to understand, and here's where I want to get back to the Chinese system, right? Where ideally, and I'm hoping this is how the Chinese system will continue evolving, but it'll evolve in this way. It'll be a little bit like, you know, one of these contests they have to find the best singer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can try for it. And they can fight their way up to the top, sort of like a sperm fights its way to get into the egg, right? There's 100 million sperm per ejaculation, only one gets to get into the egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're each given the same chance to get there. If you have a situation where people can put out their ideas, this is how I think we should run the planet, this is how we should run the country, and it's free and open and it's chosen in that manner, I think that is the future of democracy. It'll be a system where, sure, there will be an elite of a few thousand at the top, but it'll be a transparent, everybody can see them, and they can agree with them and follow them, or else they can fight them and have a chance to take over and kick them out of place. That is the sort of system I'm hoping will replace the one where they do it in secret and you don't know what they're debating, what they're thinking. And that's the problem.
Well, obviously, I want as much transparency as possible, and I think that these meetings like the Bilderberg Group are quite treasonous. I mean, they violate the Logan Act and everything else. And. You know, those are the ones that we know about. I mean, we don't know about all the think tanks out there that sit in an NSA room and they're just like top level generals and they sign off a piece of paper and they put out all these ideas. And then those ideas, say they come up with 20 of them, it's one guy that basically says, you know, I think that one's good. You know, I mean, if you look at the Northwoods proposal, for instance, I mean, they had about 13 or 14 different proposals. None of them were actually used for what they wanted. You know, Kennedy was then killed less than a year later. But they proposed a lot of things. Had they gone through with Northwoods, I highly doubt they would have done everything there. So, I mean, I'm with you, Benjamin. I want more transparency. You know, I don't think that they should be able to hide behind the veil of not only secret societies, but national security and classified documents. But when how are we going to get there? I mean, a lot of people are going to propose that the only way we can get there, Benjamin, and I'll get your take in the last segment after this, is through one world government. I mean, and, you know, that's what I'm sitting here fighting. I don't want to see one world government. I don't want to see more power to the United Nations or a global body like that. I'm sort of a nationalist, but we'll come back and get your take. BenjaminFulford.com, Infowars.com.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for the rest of the week. I'll be on the Sunday show, and I'll be through Thursday at the DNC with Alex reporting live. We are in our final segment with Benjamin Fulford of BenjaminFulford.com. If you want the English version, it's /index.html. And really, I just want to get your final... I mean, you've said a lot here today. I mean, if what you say happens on September 30th, we could be in for an entire global restructuring, really. And it's pretty scary, but why don't you just wrap it up for us? What are your predictions for the next 6 months, Benjamin?
Well, I don't want to predict right now because we're headed for some very turbulent times, and it's not exactly clear how it will work out, but my overall understanding is that we're going to come to an end of the secret government of the West ruling the planet. Now, you talked about a world government, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest with you, I'm actually in favor of a world government. However, I don't want a world government controlled in secret by a bunch of inbred European and American families that, you know, manipulate the rest of humanity for their own personal ends. But we do have some problems on this planet that can only be solved if we think of us as living on one planet and not as separate.
Well, what do you think those problems are?
Well, for example, we've had something like 20 to 30% of all living species on this planet gone extinct in the past century. That's a problem. You have these oceans that nobody has authority over being overfished, and so we're swimming around and fishing the oceans. We have 50 million people dying a year of starvation. So we need a very minimal structure so that, for example, countries, when they have a problem with each other, they don't go to war. They sue each other. There's an international court where you can sue if they think they're messing with you, and you can trust that court. And then you need an international organization to take care of the environment. And finally, something to step in when people are dying in large numbers in order to stop them from dying. Very minimal architecture is needed.
Well, let me just take issue with the environmental thing. You know, first of all, I'm not, you know, one of those guys that thinks we should pollute the environment all over and do whatever we want. There should definitely be regulations. But over the last 20 years, I mean, I can say in my personal life, I was fear-mongered as a child into, you know, global warming and all these horrors. And by the time I was going to be 30 years old, it was going to be 10 to 20 degrees hotter and maybe even worse than that. And now they're talking about a carbon footprint and us paying this carbon tax and limiting our water and saying, you know, if you have too much garbage or you have two cars, you're going to be paying taxes on those. I see that as a huge mode of control. And I see a lot of people in this country, people like Christopher Dodd and others, proposing that as actual legislation. And to me, that's totally frightening and totally unnecessary.
Okay. Well, you know, the global warming thing is a great con job by the nuclear industry, okay, to create the image that nuclear technology is green and environmental friendly. And they have hijacked the environmental movement for very sinister ends. And I, you know, look, the amount of carbon dioxide that humans have added, so-called added to the environment since the beginning of industrialization is 100 ppm, which is 1/10,000th of the atmosphere. So anybody out there who wants to, they can do this experiment. Take a thermometer, go to a bar, light a cigarette. Okay, that's COT that's coming out of the end of that cigarette. And see if the bar gets hotter. It won't, okay? So I don't subscribe to that CO2 nonsense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I deeply regret the environmental movement has been hijacked by these nuclear interests.
90% of them are into that. That's the problem.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is a third world farmer who has whose only choice is to burn down rainforest or watch his kids starve. And I'm saying, let's give this guy fertilizer and stuff so he doesn't have to burn down the rainforest and kill unknown species.
All right, Benjamin, you can't be accused of being boring. Thank you for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.